Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can come in and hang out with us and use all of our resources, including the archives. Read articles. Check out our Brain Trust members. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our blog. Lots and lots of different things you can do there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And that's just at smallbusinessadvocate.com. That doesn't include AskJim.biz, which is our knowledge base where you can go and ask questions, get answers, and get smarter. So I hope you'll use those to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and AskJim.biz. Michael Hepworth is our guest. He's all over both of our websites. He's the author of The Street Smart Marketer. He is a revenue growth strategist. He's a partner in the Results Exchange, and he's a good member of our Brain Trust. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Good.
What are some of the things that business owners do that drive you nuts when you see them doing it? At least maybe you got to give them a little credit for trying something. But what are some of the mistakes that they make that just drive you nuts?
Jim, let's focus on just one of them today, because I think it's such an important thing that people do, and it's so counterintuitive that most people never even think about it. But it costs people a huge amount of money. And that is marketing to too broad an audience. You often hear people, they say, well, you know, I deal with small businesses, I deal with big businesses, I deal with doctors, I deal with lawyers, I deal with dentists. And, you know, they're kind of saying, I deal with everybody. Their view is,
right,
the wider you cast the net, the bigger the opportunity.
Right.
But in fact, the complete opposite is true. The more narrowly you focus, the bigger the opportunity to dominate that market. And that is probably the biggest mistake. And the reason why...
And it's never been more true than today.
Absolutely. And the reason why it's so true is there is so much clutter in the marketplace that general messages get lost. So, for example, the average person today receives around 30,000 commercial messages. They're completely unaware that they're getting that, but, you know, it's on
right.
labels, on billboards, on radio,
subliminal.
TV ads. Yeah, it's completely subliminal. And unless you can stand out, you don't get through. And the problem is, if you want to stand out, you have to be very, very specific to that person. So let me give you an example. A woman was working with me. When she first came to me, she was saying that she was a nutritionist, a personal trainer, a life coach, and a hypnotherapist. And
did she do?
She
did she do
all of these things?
Would she do taxes on the side?
Yeah, probably that as well. Anyway, the truth is that she was struggling. I mean, how many competitors do you think she had? 100,000, 200,000
yeah,
competitors?
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's a huge number. So anyway, we focused her, and what she was working on was energy and trying to get people more focused on being energetic about their lives. And she started calling herself the energy coach. And there are still quite a few people in this area. And within a very short space of time, she focused in on large law firms. And now she's the energy coach to large law firms. I mean, how many competitors do you think she has in that field?
I have a friend who is a sales coach. He teaches people how to sell.
Uh-huh.
And his niche is to teach only people who are professionals how to sell. All of his prospects and customers are attorneys, dentists, architects, accountants, people like that who typically, you know, don't think of themselves as salespeople, but they've decided that they need to learn how to sell. And that's how he makes his living, just dealing with those people.
Yeah, well, as long as the niche is big enough, you can make a living. But the smaller the niche, the bigger the opportunity to dominate that niche. And now
right.
this woman dominates this particular niche. There isn't any competition where she is. And that really is the challenge. Because so your marketing has to be very specific. The broader your niche, the more general your marketing, the less impact your marketing has.
And this is you said it was not intuitive, and you're exactly right. It's not only not intuitive, it's contra the way we look at the marketplace. I mean, it's mm-hmm. because we look at the marketplace. What we've got to do, Michael, it seems to me, is we've got to get business owners to quit thinking like consumers and start thinking like business owners. See, well, I think that's the problem is we look at the marketplace when we wake up in the morning, and you know, then we basically wake up as consumers, you know. But when we go to work in our businesses, we're business owners, and there's a difference. A consumer has the world at his or her fingertips. A business owner, a small business owner especially, should only have one or two parts of that world at his fingertips.
Well, that's absolutely right. And the other interesting thing about it is that if you look at a niche, let's say that you market to small owners of small business. Let's take your friend who does the sales training, and he only works with professionals. I don't know how many professionals there are in North America, but there's probably well in excess of a million or 2 million of those kind of people. Let's say you have
most of those are attorneys, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. let's say you have a marketing budget of $10,000 a month. It doesn't have to be very much. For some people that's a lot of money. For some people it's very little. But if you have a budget of $10,000 a month and you have a target of 2 million people, you're spending, 0.001 of a cent per, per prospect. What's the chance you're going to get heard with that? Mm-hmm. But if you were able to break that niche down and say, I'm going to focus on physiotherapists, and maybe there's 20,000 physiotherapists in the country, that $10,000 now gives you a greater chance of being heard by those people. And if you decided that you were going to focus on physiotherapists in Alabama, when you're starting your business, you have a much greater chance of having an impact on those people. And that's the thing is you need to focus. It's the difference between laser light and fluorescent light. Fluorescent light, you're using the same amount of energy, it lights up the room, but it doesn't do anything. But if you focus it, same amount of energy through a laser, you can cut steel with it.
Well, and the thing is, small business owners, and you're saying exactly what I've been saying for a long time now, and that is the world is not your oyster. A very few people, you can, not only can you not conquer the world as a small business owner, you don't want to conquer the world.
No.
That's the best way to go out of business. When we come back, Michael Hepworth's going to have some more ideas for us on how to make sure that your marketing efforts are the right efforts. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Michael Hepworth. His book is called The Street Smart Marketer. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Hepworth, the author of The Street Smart Marketer, Book 1. So, Michael, I guess when you throw the gauntlet down like that and say Book 1, that means what that means, right?
Got to produce another.
That's right. You got to give us another one. Michael, tell us where the book's available, please.
The book is available at Amazon, and it's also available in, if you've got any Canadian listeners, it's available at Chapters and Indigo in Canada. So freely available, and if anybody has any difficulty getting it, they can send me an email at michael@streetsmartmarketer.com, and I have copies as well.
All right, sounds good. And folks, that's 11, the subtitle is 11 Low-Cost Keys That Unlock the Secrets to Rapid Growth in Your Business. I encourage you to check this book out. Michael, we talk about a lot of fundamentals on the show here, but there really are two fundamentals. One is, the first one is buy low, sell high.
Uh-huh.
Sell things for more than you pay for them.
Yep.
And number two, collect your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can do that, all the other fundamentals kind of fall into place. And but when you try the and for small business owners, really the only way to successfully buy low and sell high, with enough of a spread that you can make a living with your scale, the scale of your business, is if you find just those people, as you said earlier, just those people who want what you have, not everybody in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely right.
Because the Walmart is going after everybody in the phone book, but they sell for, you know, they're the low price leader. If you try to be the low price leader as a small business owner, you're out of business.
Absolutely, it's all, you know, unless you've got something that you know, some proprietary way of producing or buying, you cannot be the low cost producer. And by the way, one of the things that I tell people is, one of the first things I do is tell people to put their prices up. People are often horrified. You know, they say, I can't do that. You know, my prices, people always ask me about price. It's one of the first things that people do. The truth is that if people are focusing on price, it's because you're undifferentiated. People don't know what's different
about you,
why they should do business with you. So they ask about the one, and that is price.
That's exactly right.
My view is put your prices up and find a way to differentiate yourself. And you'll be amazed, particularly if you're in the services business.
Right. Well, one thing, Michael, is that if people come in and ask about price, what they're trying to do is they're trying to find a small, convenient business like yours who will sell to them for what the big companies will sell for. Because if you'll sell it to them for what the big companies will sell it for, they'd rather do business with you because you're more convenient.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's how, you know, small hardware stores can compete with people like Home Depot. But the thing is, Michael,
what you've got to do, it seems to me, is you've got to make sure that you aren't as cheap as those big guys are, but when they come into your store, as you said a minute ago, you got to show them that they want to come back because of the experience, not because of the price.
Well, that's certainly one of the things. I think, you know, everything sells is one of the most important things to remember. So, you know, the service and everything like that is critical. But I don't believe you have to be even equal in price. You have to have price proximity. You can't be charging twice as much for something that you can buy next door, you know. But the thing is, you can very easily offer a product to people with a slight premium if you give better service or you're a specialist in a particular area or something like that.
Research has shown, I believe, Michael, that people will pay up to 20% more if they feel that they're getting extra service, extra value, time saving, convenience, whatever it might be.
Absolutely. And do you know what the biggest barrier to charging more is?
Tell us.
It's what you think you can charge.
Say that again.
The biggest barrier to what you can charge is what you think you can charge. If you believe that your value is low, you're only going to charge what you think you're worth. But the client may think you're worth much more than that, and this is particularly true of services. And if you've got, you know, consulting practice or, you know, things like, you know, carpentry or, you know, mechanics or something like that. I mean, you can't gouge people, but the limit to what you can charge is governed by what you think you can charge.
So you're saying get out of your own way.
Absolutely. In fact, in most cases, that's exactly what people do, is they get in their own way. And by the way, let me make an offer to your listeners. I have a little booklet, an e-book that I'm happy to send any of them. It's called The Business Owner's Guide to Working Less and Making More. And one of the strategies in there is about increasing your prices. And there's about 4 or 5 pages simply on how to increase your prices. If anybody wants that, they can send me an email to michael@streetsmartmarketer.com and just say e-book in the headline, and I will send them a copy of it, because they're 4 very, very useful strategies.
Michael, thank you very much for that. Folks, don't just say e-book. Say, hey, Michael, please send me that book you offered me on Jim Blasingame's show. Thank you very much. Hey, Michael, thank you for being here. Good job today. We appreciate that very much, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
The book is called The Street Smart Marketer. That's the one he sells. The other one, the free one, be sure to check that one out, too. Quick break. Right back with Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.